Brilliance Audio.
You Again by Nick Spaulding. Performed by Henrietta Mier and Will Watt. Monday. Joel. Coincidence. There is a cocktail. A most magnificent cocktail. Let me tell you about it. It is called a Sin City and is, for all intents and purposes, simply an espresso martini. It contains vodka, espresso, coffee liqueur and sugar syrup and is made in bars and lounges the world over. But there is one place on Earth, a place that I have only visited once before, that makes a Sin City like nowhere else. None of the ingredients are any different. I know, I've checked. But the Sin City made in the Reef Bar on the tiny Maldivian island of Wimbefushi is the single greatest thing I've ever had in my mouth. For some reason, the bartender, whose name is Tarkan, it's vitally important to remember the names of all the people in the world who bring such joy, mixes an espresso martini so glorious, I kept waiting for the angelic wings to spring out of his back as he handed it over to me. It's been 6 long years since I last had one of Tarkan's Sin Cities, but this is a massive oversight I shall be rectifying in the next 18 hours or so, once the two portly Germans in front of me sort their tickets out, that is. The self-service machines at Heathrow are supposed to cut the amount of time it takes for you to check in your luggage by a considerable amount. This would be true if it weren't for the fact that said machines can be right pernickety little bastards to operate. The two portly German gentlemen are having severe issues getting the machine they're using to recognise their passports, while the machine next to them is currently surrounded by an Asian family comprised of 3,000 children and a very harassed-looking mother and father at the centre of the throng. They're trying their hardest not to suffer a mental breakdown as they attempt to print off multiple luggage labels. It's a bloody good job Kara and I have got 3 hours before our flight leaves, otherwise my stress levels would probably be rising right about now. As it is, I'm more than content to wait as long as necessary for a machine to become available. I'm going on holiday to where the best Sin City is, you see, with a beautiful woman who I'm very probably in love with. Nothing is going to shatter my happy mood. Absolutely nothing. Shall we give them a hand? Kara asks, as she looks on at the Germans and their struggle with the great British machinery. Yeah, probably best to let the staff handle it, I reply. There's every chance I'll be as useless at operating the damn thing as they are and will only make matters worse. Kara rolls her eyes and gives me a playful punch on the arm. You're a lot more capable than you think, mister. Remember what we've talked about? You certainly sorted my iPad out for me, didn't you? Well, yes, but I did also need counselling for 6 weeks afterwards.